In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sins.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee, and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name he giveth power to become sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. I will tell of your name to my brothers.
In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord,
and all the families of the nation shall worship before him.
For kingship belongs to the Lord,
and he rules over the nations.
All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship.
Before him shall bow down all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive.
Posterity shall serve him.
It shall be told of the Lord to the congregation.
They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will tell of your name to my brothers.
Glory be to God on high,
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Isaiah, the 9th chapter. There will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is taken from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all who are of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him, and going on from there he saw two brothers, James and the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him. Here endeth the gospel.
Praise be to thee, O Lord.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. After the Lord Jesus had heard that his cousin John had been arrested by Herod for preaching, he went to Galilee. And what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah was fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. This prophecy is fulfilled when Christ first comes to Galilee, because in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. He is the light. the good and perfect gift from the Father of lights, coming down from above, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. He has come to dispel the darkness, the shadow of death, the great pall that covers all of mankind. Among those sitting in the darkness in Galilee are fishermen, ordinary men. Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, as well as the sons of Zebedee, James and John. If we were to place them within our modern context, we would classify them socioeconomically as successful, blue-collar, small businessmen. And Jesus has a very simple message for them, or perhaps we should say an exhortation. Follow me, the Lord Jesus says. Simple and plain, here is discipleship in all of Christianity, the totality of the faith wrapped up in one two-word sentence. No embellishments, no attempts to persuade, no rhetoric, no coffee and cookies or flashy ads, not even a single adjective or adverb. The subject only implied, just a verb and an object. Follow me. The subject, of course, is Andrew, Peter, James, and John. He says, in essence, come, Andrew, follow me. Peter, come, follow me. James, John, Matthew, Zacchaeus, Joseph, Nicodemus, you there in the second to last pew in the back, follow me. He called them to be his disciples, to abide in his discipline, to be where he is. There they are, fishing, carrying on their ordinary everyday life, just trying to make a living. And Christ comes and he calls them out of darkness into his glorious light. Follow me, he says, and you will be fishers of men, heralds of a kingdom, and that great light to others. They had not been prepared in any way for this call. They aren't spiritual giants. They aren't trained rhetoricians, not sports stars or influencers, simple blue-collar men. And Jesus simply called them, and his call made it so. Follow Jesus. Be where he is at. That is his call. But where does he lead them? It is not an easy path that he leads them down. He leads them to death. But first, he leads those disciples through the promised land, occupied and defiled by the Romans, under Pharisaic abuse, without a place to lay his head until finally it finds its resting place against the cross and in the tomb. He leads them to death. He is born outside the inn, dies outside the city. He is an outsider from the start to the finish. Indeed, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. He brought nothing into the world, and he left nothing behind but his word, which endures forever. And that is a gift far greater than any other, because it brings the light and with it new birth. A new birth by which one may be born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Suffering, death, and new birth. Of that cup, Andrew, Peter, and James will also drink. They will be martyred. They will give their lives for the faith rather than follow away again, knowing that all flesh is like grass and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. The word endures forever. And so it is also for those who follow him and abide in him, who is the life of men and the light of the world. Follow him. That is his call. Do whatever it takes. Do whatever it costs. Leave your luggage at home. You will not need it. It does not matter. He clothes the lilies of the fields and he feeds the sparrows. He can handle whatever you need. The fishermen put down their nets and they followed him. They knew that Abraham, with the fire in his box and the knife in his hand, speaking to Isaac so many years ago, was right. The Lord will provide. The Lord has provided, and it is him that we follow. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and death in him is no death at all. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As he called Peter, Andrew, James, and John, he has also called you. And you and your call, like theirs, was not your own doing, but God's elective grace. He called you by name. He gave you no choice. We had no power to receive him, just as a dark room cannot light itself. This was our state, all of mankind, each of us, dwelling in darkness, dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, in the serpent's jaws, with his venom coursing through our veins. But the Lord Jesus came in God's grace with a nature like ours and simply stepped on the head of the serpent and pulled you out of the font's drowning waters to life. You are his. By no choice of your own, saved by his grace alone, by his sovereign power and vicarious satisfaction alone. That is not to say, now that he has made you his own, given you the new birth, cast the darkness from your eyes, raised you from your sin's death, given you a new heart and a new will, that you cannot reject his grace. Indeed, Judas Iscariot was called, like Andrew and James, but he thought he could do better. He threw his lot back in with the devil and received the devil's reward. You had no choice in your conversion. His word called you, made you what it said. But nonetheless, his call is not of the law. He does not coerce. You do now have a choice to follow him, abide with him or not. It is a choice that we make every day. And it doesn't take much examination to see that we have often fallen asleep on the watch, been quick to deny him and promote ourselves, sought to steal from God what he would gladly have given us, because does he not promise to give us all things in Christ? These fishermen too were faithless once, fell away when he was crucified. They ran and they hid for fear of the Jews. Still, thanks be to God in his grace, he walked out of that tomb, rolling away the sealing stone to confront those faithless disciples who had abandoned him, and says, "Be not afraid. Go and tell my brethren. Go tell Peter." And when he comes at last through that fearful door, that first Easter night, he says to Peter and the rest, "Peace be with you." The call, "Follow me," once again goes forth, and once again the word does its work, and Peter and Andrew and James and John believe and are saved. Again and again the call, the invitation, you might prefer, goes out to you. As long as the sun has not set on the little day of this life, it does what it says. It creates faith that receives it. It forgives. It enlightens and renews by the pouring out of the Spirit by the Lamb who willingly went to the slaughter and is risen back from the dead. It welcomes you again into the fellowship, the Holy Spirit, to drink his blood, to partake of his body at the Father's table, to follow him through death and into life that will not end. So whether you have been faithful over the last year or drifted away or back for the first time in a while, the call is the same. Follow me. Follow Jesus. Follow him out of the grave and into the clouds. That is where he leads. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may rise for the offertory. for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you gather us by the work of your Spirit and dwell in our midst by your means of grace for the sake of your Son. Open our mouths to tell of your name and declare your praises to all who will hear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, graciously allow your church to enjoy unity of doctrine and a spirit of harmony in the work that you have given her to do. Prosper this work and supply us with faithful pastors and church workers. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son as Savior of the world, that all the families of the nations might worship before you. Bless the families of this congregation with your grace and protection, that they might remember you both in joy and trouble and worship before you forevermore. Lord, in your mercy. O God, grant peace to the nations. Give good and faithful leaders in our land. Grant them wisdom and integrity for the good of our people and all the peoples of the world, that justice may be served in every place for the protection of the unborn and the weak. Bring peace to our streets and an end to civil unrest. Defend those who serve in our armed forces, such as Sean. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, your Son welcomed the sick, the afflicted, and those oppressed by demons, and he healed them. Have mercy upon all whom we bring before you in prayer, especially Pauline, Kelly, Jared and Brenna, Angie, Jordan, and Aubrey, and deliver them according to your gracious will. We pray also for the family of Gabriel Gratz, who tragically died this last week. Send your Spirit to comfort them and grant them hope in Jesus Christ, the life of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, be present with the lonely. Work through us that they may find welcome and consolation with the fellowship of God's people. Grant that those who sorrow may not despair, but find hope in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. All these things, and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patient and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 Well, we have a gathering of the Frozen Chosen here this morning. Thank you for making it out to church despite the weather. I know a lot of churches canceled, but I figured I live right there, so I have no excuse. So I will be here, and if anyone in their Christian prudence decides to brave the roads, we'll go ahead and continue with church this morning. Want to give a thank you to the trustees and all who spent hours this morning out in the bitter cold and blowing snow, clearing the walkways and the driveways and the parking lots so that we all had access to church this morning. So thank you to them very much for all the work they did to make the church ready despite the weather. We want to give thanks for the marriage of Terry and Rhonda yesterday. It was a joyous occasion. Keep them in your prayers as they begin on their new journey together. Another call for help with the Altar Guild. Please be in touch by January 30th, so that is quickly approaching. I can't believe we're already at the end of January, my goodness. But get in contact with Brenda Matthews if you're able to help out with the paraments and getting stuff set up for communion and all that very important stuff. And then information for the LWML's giving is available in the bulletin as well. Mite boxes are available in the back for you to collect for the LWML's goals. And the fish fry is scheduled for February 14th. Any announcements that I've missed this morning? Depart in peace, and may God grant you safe passage home.